Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. It's getting closer. It's getting closer. Less than a week away. What's going to happen? Christmas. You got the four candles lit here, and Christmas is coming. And today, on this fourth Sunday of Advent, so proper that we hear of two holy women. Elizabeth, who's too old to have a baby, but she's having a baby. And Mary, a young teenage girl who will become, as our Greek Orthodox brothers and sisters would say, Theotokos, the mother of God. How wonderful. In fact, Carol's class, they're studying about the Marys right now in her Bible class. Elizabeth and Mary. Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptizer, the last great prophet since Malachi, and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whose mother is Mary. And guess what? They were cousins. They were related. And both pregnant with babies in a way that you cannot explain in any other way than a wonder and a miracle of God. A loving miracle of God. And the Greek word for miracle, you know, is dynamis, like dynamite. The power of God was let loose in the world in a very loving and down-to-earth, unexpected, but very powerful way. Elizabeth was married to Zechariah. And she was too old to have a child. Oh, through her life, she probably prayed for a child, but she never had a child. And Mary, who scholars think was around maybe 14 years old, was engaged to Joseph, but they had no sexual relations. They were not married. They were not. She was not prepared to have a baby. And both were parts of the mystery of God's wonderful, wonderful story of salvation in God's holy history. So let's today, on this fourth Sunday of Advent, follow a way of looking at this Bible reading, the way St. Ignatius of Loyola would invite us to do. And he was the head of, started the Jesuits, which Pope Francis is a Jesuit. But he would say, when you had the reading from the Bible, a story from the Bible about Jesus, put yourself in the story. Pretend you were there. What did you see? What did you hear? What'd you smell? What'd you taste? And so let's try that today, to get a sense of what it was like for Elizabeth and Mary. I picture old Elizabeth rocking in a chair, her face wrinkled with the cares of life, with the experiences of life, the happiness of life, the sadness of life, and a wisdom she got through her years, a knowledge of life. Perhaps she was rocking there and thinking about her cousin Mary. You know, maybe little Mary in the crib. Maybe little Mary taking her first steps. Maybe little Mary jumping into her daddy's lap and he hugged her. Maybe little Mary jumping into her lap and she would pray with Mary, or maybe read Mary a story, or help Mary make a cake, just reflecting on her cousin. And Elizabeth reflecting and thinking, if I ever really had a baby, if I really was blessed by God to have a daughter, I would like to have a daughter just like Mary, just like Mary. And perhaps as Elizabeth was reflecting further, she might get in touch with maybe the pain she had when she was younger and fertile and wasn't able to have a baby. And how disappointed her husband Zechariah was that she couldn't have a baby. And how the other people in the village maybe gossiped, wow, you know, she can't have a baby. What's wrong with her? What, did she sin? Oh, was God punishing her? She's so weird, she can't have a baby. What's wrong with her? But now, after menopause, after her biological clock stopped, stopped. Now, after she was too old to have a baby, miracle of miracle, Elizabeth is pregnant. How would you like to be known that you are pregnant now? Huh? That'd be really surprised, wouldn't it? And she was going to have a baby. And she's so happy, but she's so confused all at the same time. What's going on here? And in the middle of her reflections, there's a knock at the door. And the old woman gets up from her rocking chair and she opens the door. Surprise! It's Mary! And Mary has a little bump. Mary is showing she's pregnant. Wow! And suddenly, for Elizabeth, all the confusion gives way to joy. I don't understand it, but it's wonderful. And the truth of what God was doing, even the baby in her womb started doing a liturgical dance and start leaping for joy. Whoopee! And from Elizabeth's heart flows the words, not thought out, not premeditated, inspired by the Holy Spirit. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And no sooner had Elizabeth stopped speaking than Mary is also touched by that spirit. Do you ever notice that a spirit of joy can be catchy? And the spirit of joy was with her, and the Holy Spirit spoke through her. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great deeds for me, and holy is his name. Elizabeth knows this song. She knows this song was not for Mary, but the song was for Elizabeth. The song was for all women. The song was for all people. All people who know sadness and disappointment and frustration and depression. All who have been gossiped about and put down because you're different. And for all for whom suddenly something wonderful and joyful and unexpected happened. Something that logically doesn't make scientifically, it can't be done. And Elizabeth begins to cry, and her tears are not tears of sadness, but tears of unmitigated joy. Joy for the goodness of the gift that she now is hers and now is Mary's. And as Mary sings her song, he has shown the strength of his arm. She maybe thinks about little Mary jumping in her daddy's arms. Mary says, he has filled the hungry with good things, knowing in faith the joy of having all that we need and even more abundance, and the desire to share with those who do not have enough. Just like now, this is empty because you guys were so generous giving, and now people through North Hills Community Outreach, somebody's going to have a Christmas dinner because we share from our abundance. Elizabeth knows that Mary's song even goes deeper. Her song is deeply rooted in the faithful community of the Jewish tradition that goes back thousands of years. A joy of trusting in God, a joy of knowing that God does provide, the joy of knowing God is always with us, and the joy of knowing that God keeps his promises even when we give up on God. God never gives up on us. Then it dawns on Elizabeth. God has worked through all these years. She wasn't a barren woman. She was a woman nurturing Mary, showing Mary love, showing Mary how to pray, showing Mary how to care. She's thinking maybe to herself, I was not a barren woman. Rather, God was using me to bring love and faith to Mary, my 14-year-old cousin. At the very thought of this, Elizabeth finds herself joined Mary in singing, My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. And that's our song, too. Maybe you can say it along with me. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, because God loves you too. And God makes you pregnant with love and kindness. God gives you all you need and more to share that good news, especially as we prepare for the celebration of the miracle of God Almighty becoming a fetus and being born and a baby. I can't totally wrap my mind around this. It's a miracle. The miracle of the spirit and matter coming together in the baby Jesus, in the Christ. But more about that Friday. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.